Revelation 12 and 11, it says, they overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. And they did not love their lives to the death. They overcame. So I'm speaking to overcomers tonight. Those that are overcomers and understand that you understand that we overcome and have already overcome, that is, because of the blood of Jesus. That he is now our testimony. That the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the word of truth, is our testimony, and his testimony that he has given unto us is upon our lips, and we will never stop. We will never quench. We will never quench it. We will never shut our mouths. We're going to continue to speak it. Amen. Amen. So your triumph is the cross. You know, you can make Christianity be at all kinds of different things, but the bottom line is this. This is Christianity. Your triumph is all about the cross and what took place at the cross. You have no cross, you have no Christianity. You have no, what are you hoping in, right? So your triumph, your ability to triumph is because of the cross, because of what Jesus did, because his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Somebody said amen, right? And so your authority is in his word. Somebody say yes. Our authority is in his word, right? And so as we speak his word, amen, then you see the authority come to pass, amen? And your testimony is your oil. Your testimony, I want you to see it as your oil. Your oil. Say, my testimony is my oil. Some of you never thought about your testimony being your oil, but your testimony is your oil. And it's powerful. It's costly. And it's pure. It's costly, it's pure, and it's lavished upon Jesus. Your oil, lavished upon Jesus. Oh, God, you're beautiful. Oh, God, you're beautiful. You know, he pours his oil onto us and into us. And even as we were singing tonight and we were just talking about him pouring the oil. But there is an oil that has been produced in your lives. And it has come about through the pain, the crushing, and the suffering, and the difficulties that you have endured. And in that crushing, there was what was produced, but that beautiful oil, that fragrant oil that is costly. That is now your testimony. Fragrant oil is your testimony. Say, my testimony is my oil. And there is a resounding sound that echoes and it reverberates from your spirit to the Lord's. I want to explain that. There is a resounding sound. When you worship, you're pouring out your oil to the Lord. When you worship, you're pouring out your oil, correct? Isn't that what we do when we come? We come, we just pour out our heart, right? We just pour out our passion. We can call it pour out your oil, right? You're pouring out from your spirit. But there is a resounding sound in the atmosphere and in heaven. There is a resounding sound that echoes and it reverberates from your spirit to the Lord's. I want you to see, like, in the spirit, to have eyes to see what's going on when you pour out your oil in worship, because your oil is your testimony. When you worship and when you praise, and when you, I don't mean when you're just like singing a few songs and trying and wondering when is this going to be over, because that's not really worship, is it? I'm not talking about just when, you know, you're looking around going, you know, looking at other people and wondering why they're worshiping the way they are worshiping, or why they're not worshiping the way you're worshiping, or that kind of thing. Like, it's all wrong. You missed the mark. I'm talking about when you're in a passionate pursuit of Jesus, and all you can do is pour out your oil, and you know when you're pouring out your oil. How many of you would say, you know when you're pouring out your oil, and you know when you're not? Right? I mean, I don't think I'm telling you something you have never really thought about. You may not want to admit it, but it's true. You know when you're pouring out your oil, but you also know when you're not. It's truth. Say it's truth. You know I'm going to say the truth. Because we all need to grow from this place. We need to pour our oil out every time we meet. You can't hold back in worship every time we meet. You need to get over yourselves and pour your oil out every time we meet. And let the oil of God's fragrance be that which is literally just poured out and then now rising up unto him. Because God is beautiful. It's resounding and it's echoing in the realm of the spirit. His spirit to your spirit. Now, when your testimony is private, some have testimonies that are private, that are never going to be shared fully. That's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. Some have testimonies that they can share every single last detail, right? And that's fine. That's okay if that's the way it's supposed to be, right? For you individually, right? But when your testimony is private, your oil is what is seen. I gotta say it again because you didn't all get it. When your testimony is private, your oil is what is seen. I told you I was in the car getting this message just for hours worshiping the Lord. I was supposed to be writing, and then I was like, I just ended up worshiping for hours. But then from that place, the Lord started to tell me these things that I am sharing with you now. And your oil is what is seen. What is she talking about? For those that really can't share their fullness of their testimony, let me tell you right now, your oil is your testimony, and it is what is seen. It's being poured out, and it's not just being poured out for others to see it. Here, it's being poured out, but it's going up to the heavens. It's going up to the Lord. He sees it. He smells it. He sees, he understands, and he's receiving it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's receiving your oil, which is your testimony. He is receiving your oil. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Matthew 26, because our main text is going to be Matthew 26 today. Thank you, Father. Matthew 26, and we're going to start in verse 6. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil and poured it on his head as he sat at the table. I'm going to stop. Because we all know the story, or I think most of us know the story. A woman comes in. She came to Jesus, but she didn't come empty-handed. She came with something in her hands. But in reality, she came with something in her heart. She came, and she had an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. This wasn't just something that she brought from her, you know, provisions. This is something that she brought from her heart to his. This is what she lavished him with. That which was costly, that which was precious, that which caused her to be broken, and then that which caused her to be spilled out. She gave all of that unto Jesus. She actually lavished it. She didn't just set it by his feet. She didn't give it to the doorkeeper. She made sure that she was the one to pour it on his head. She made sure that she was the one. She would have ripped herself off. She would have literally ripped herself off had she not taken the posture of being the one to deliver it right to Jesus. Are we following what I'm saying? Some get ripped off in worship because they forget the main point. They forget to bring their oil unto him fully, completely. And I love this story of this woman, because what she did was radical, church. What she did was radical in many, many ways. She wasn't even supposed to be there. She wasn't supposed to be touching Jesus. She was a woman, you know, all of their laws. She was breaking so many different laws. But her heart was speaking. Her heart was speaking loud and clear. Well, in reality, the oil, the alabaster flask, was her testimony. And it spoke loud. It spoke so loud that it went on the accounts, the Lord said. This, what she has done, will be remembered forever. That's pretty loud, isn't it? That's pretty loud. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. And you know that when we read a story in the Word of God, that story is applicable to us. God wants you to find the things that are applicable so that you walk in greater understanding and greater wisdom. Say, I'm going to walk in greater wisdom and greater understanding tonight. So she came in and she carried something that cost her something. It was painful. The oil in our lives represents the pain before it represents the outpouring of God's glory. The oil in our lives represents the squeezing and the pressure before it represents the power and the beautiful, just the holiness of what we talk about. There is something that has to take place first before we get to that place of the overflow.
The Lord loves a hilarious giver. In His Word, He talks about hilariously giving. And I've got to say, because of people like you, God has expanded the ministry's reach to where we are now in 236 million homes preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ. This is incredible. And I wanted to take a moment right now and encourage some of you that have not yet decided to become a partner, a monthly partner, that this would be an incredible time for you to jump in and become a monthly partner with us here at this ministry. The gospel is being preached and people's lives are being changed. And I am excited to where the Lord is taking this ministry. Is it because of us? No, it's all because of Jesus Christ and faithful partners like you. God bless you as you pray and become a monthly partner.
Right? Not everybody can carry the same oil that you carry, by the way. And some like to glean. They like to just kind of glean or kind of coast on your oil. That's okay. You can let them. But until you get your own oil, until your own testimony is speaking of the oil, then you're still lacking the fullness of what He wants to give. I sure hope that this is making sense to you, because you have to have gone through at least a little bit in order to understand what I'm talking about. And I believe most of you have. So I'm just going to keep going. Amen. Okay, let me go back and continue reading. So this woman comes. She has this alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. She pours it on His head and as He sat at the table. But Jesus is right here with us. And what we have just encountered is the table of blessing. When we enter into worship, it's like that feast, that tabernacle. He's prepared that table, the banqueting table before us. It's like in Psalm 23, He talks about that banqueting table. And it's in the presence of your enemies. Stop being so shocked when you think, yeah, but I've got enemies, or what would feel like enemies. The banqueting table. He says, in the presence of your enemies, but He still lets your cup overflow with oil. If you focus on the Lord and not your enemies. Amen? Amen? And so verse 8, I'm so glad that's good. You're getting it in the back. Amen. But it says, verse 8, but when His disciples saw it, this is so typical. When His disciples saw it, they were indignant and they were ridiculing and they were speaking of things they did not know. They were speaking of things that are not even true, because what they said, they were indignant, first of all, and they said, why this waste? Is your oil ever really truly a waste? Is it ever really truly a waste of time for you to worship the Lord, for you to pour out your all, for you to be on your knees? Is it ever really a waste of time? Well, what if somebody thinks there's something wrong with you? What if you're crying in worship and everybody thinks you're just, wow, what's going on with her? She must be. What if you know that has nothing to do with it and you're just because you're in awe of Jesus, that's why you're crying. But bottom line is, what does it matter what they think? Will you just pour out your oil and forget about what that person may be thinking, what their conclusion might be, good or bad, right or wrong? Here they had the wrong conclusion, right? He's like, he's indignant. He's like, why this waste? Why this waste? Why would you worship for so long? Why would you worship with such passion? Why would you worship with such just depth within you? Why? Because we know something. Because we've been transformed in His presence. Because we've been healed in His glory. Because we've been transformed forevermore. Because we are not the same people as before. Because we've been touched by Him. We've been forgiven. We've been redeemed. We've been bought with a price. The blood of Jesus, He's changed our lives. We shift our focus onto Him because He is altogether lovely. He's perfect. He's beautiful, right? So why not? The question should be, why not? But they went on, verse 9, for this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Well, that's high and lofty thinking, isn't it? And the truth of it is probably not what He would have done with that anyway. Don't let anyone cause you to stop pouring out your oil because they misunderstand and don't understand the fragrance. It's appalling to them. It's appalling to them. They're indignant. They were indignant here in the story they were reading. They were indignant. That means they're pretty mad. They can't understand the oil that you carry. They haven't been through what you've been through. Listen, we all go through things, but not everybody runs to Jesus during that trial, right? But when you do, and when you stay at the feet of Jesus through that fiery furnace, through that trial, when you stay at the feet of Jesus and he takes that pain and causes that pain to turn into oil, his oil, that now you're pouring out every time you worship, not because you're still in pain, but because you've been transformed. You know, when you're transformed, you don't see what other people see anymore. All you see is Jesus. You see his beauty. Amen. You see his oil. You see what it's produced. You see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You see his faithfulness. And other people will sit there and tell you, yeah, but what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And it's not that you're clueless. It's just not the focus, because you have tasted and seen of how faithful your God is. And you know that you know that he will come through for you each and every time. He's already done it. You've seen it. And you know that for every other unanswered prayer thus far, God is faithful to take care of every single one of your needs, every single one of them. Amen. We know that. Well, that comes from a relationship with him, right? That comes from a walk with him. We're called to have a walk with him. We're called to have that walk intensify, increase, understanding more and more of the move of the Spirit, which is what I was teaching on while I was ministering, about how we are to walk, understanding the flow of the Spirit. It's like a dance. Church, it is like a dance. And there are a lot of things. You know, when you dance with somebody that doesn't know how to dance, some of you dance with somebody that does not know how to dance. And you're stepping on toes, and it's just awkward, and it's not very beautiful. But you know that the walk, our walk with the Holy Spirit, is like that in the beginning. It's kind of like jolting, and it's just, you know, you're stepping on toes, and you're stepping on his toes, and you're, and it's not very beautiful. But then we learn. We learn how to hear his voice. We learn how to follow after him. We learn how to let him lead, and we learn how to truly follow. And then it becomes a dance, and I always see it like that in the Spirit. I see it like that, but I'm telling you right now that no matter how mature in the Lord you become, your need to stay extremely close to the Holy Spirit's leading only increases. Because the enemy is crafty, and he comes with greater tactics to try to pull you away. Why? Because he doesn't want your oil to carry the weight that it's supposed to. It wasn't just oil for a moment. You didn't just receive that oil for 10 years ago, and that was about it. That oil is still speaking. That oil is still your testimony. That oil still wants to move through you. The oil of God's presence wants to move through you because you're forever changed. I sure hope we're following what I'm saying. For those that have a prophetic ear, you will get it. If you have prophetic understanding, you will get it. And Lord, I pray everyone gets it. And I pray everyone gets what they need to get from this message tonight. Because I'm telling you, yeah, you have to get out of your head. You can't just be heady. You've got to be led by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit, you'll get it. Amen? Amen? Indignant, fragrant oil, should have been given to the poor. Verse 10, but when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? What she has done is a good work for me. Everything that we do, we need to make sure we do it for Jesus, for the Lord, first and foremost, for him. Amen. This was 2 days before the Passover. She was preparing his body for what he was going to go through. How about us? Are we preparing ourselves to be that outpouring for Jesus day by day and moment by moment? I'm telling you, when he says in his word that he's looking for a bride, a radical bride that's transformed, that's pure, that's making herself ready, That means he's looking for a church, the body of Christ, that's making themselves ready. That means it is our job to make sure we keep our eyes focused on what God has done, is doing, and is going to do, and we keep that oil flowing. The enemy, I was saying before, he becomes more crafty in trying to short circuit and get your eyes off of the oil and onto him, onto the enemy, his tactics. But because you've learned how to dance in the Spirit, you're not stepping on the Lord's toes anymore. It becomes an art at that point. You know how to waltz. You know how to dance. You know how to let it flow with the Lord. And though you see the tactics, you don't take the bait. That's where we all need to be. We do not take the bait. We do not allow the wiles of the enemy to get us off course. Are we following? It's important because we've read this story many, many times. But every time you read the word, there's greater depth. There's new understanding to be received. It's not like new revelation. It's new to you, maybe. It's not actually new. There's nothing new, right? But it's new to you. It's a revelation. In other words, it just goes deeper. You get a better understanding of what God is doing. Amen? Thank you, Father. Yeah, so what she has done, this is a good work, and it's for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not always have. For in verse 12, for in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did this for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached, the whole world, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. So that tells me something. That tells me that the oil that we carry, your life, representing Christ, is going to continue to speak even when you're already with Jesus in heaven, when you're gone. Isn't that the truth? And isn't that how it's supposed to be? Aren't we supposed to leave a legacy? Aren't we supposed to be remembered by who we really are? Who are we? We're believers. We're Christians. We carry his Spirit. If we carry his Spirit, then we should be flowing in his oil. The oil that I'm referring to is the oil of the Holy Spirit. But you only receive it through the crushing. You only receive it if you allow the crushing to produce that fragrant oil in you. Just like an olive the process of getting that oil out of that olive is, if that olive had, you know, if it had feelings and it could speak, like the crushing and the pressing and the grinding and the you just pulverizing of that, right? That's sometimes how our lives feel, right? It just feels like it's just this pulverizing, right? But if you let all of that just go and just keep your eyes on the Lord and say, oh God, you're worth it all. There's an oil that is produced in your lives. That oil will be your testimony. And that testimony will continue to speak even after you've already gone on to be with Jesus. I fully believe that. I fully believe that. And I want my life. Now I'm speaking personally. I want my life. And anything that the Lord would give me access to do, would allow me to do for him, I want my life's oil to continue speaking even after I'm already with Christ. We want that oil, that legacy, to continue to flow, and I believe that's how we're to live our lives, very intentionally, right? Intentional for Christ. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Father. So here is something that I do want to, because the Lord shared this with me, so I want to make sure I give this to you as well. Do not let other people pull you back into an old mindset. We're talking about the oil. We're talking about walking in this mindset of God's purity being released through you. You've gone through things. We've all gone through things. But what's been produced now is a steadfast, resilient believer in Christ that you're not going back. You know it. So do not let other people pull you back into an old mindset. Oh, it's easy to let it happen. It's easy to let that happen. We have to be so intentional and so one with the Spirit that we do not let that happen. Do not let other people pull you back into an old mindset. And that could be any person. It could be your spouse. It could be somebody. It could be your parent. It could be a child. It could be anybody. But typically, it's somebody that knows you pretty well. Right? Not everyone can appreciate your oil. I see smiles, I'm like, We're getting it. Some of us, for some of you, this is so your language. And for a few of you, you're like, where's she going with this? But it's okay, because the Lord's going to, he's going to tell you what you need to get from this message. Amen? So some are uncomfortable with your oil. Some people are uncomfortable with your oil. They're uncomfortable with the way that you just lavish your oil out. But it's an aroma to our Lord, and it's a stench to others. She's cracking up over here. Some of us have unsaved family members, and we know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like you're like, you're just too much for them, but that's okay. That's okay. And not everyone is willing to pay the price. Just like olive oil, extra virgin olive oil is very costly and so much more expensive than any regular oil. Not everyone is willing to pay the price for the oil that you walk in. You know your oil is precious. You know the word says not to throw, cast your pearls before the swine. What do you think your oil is? Be wise. Some want to coast on your oil, and that is okay. But do not let people pull you back into an old mindset. Be aware, because you're not the same person that you used to be. Be aware. That means you have to be fully present, fully understanding who you are today, what God has done on the inside of you today. And when there's something that goes on, and whether it's a belittling, whether it's a rude behavior, whatever it might be, something, you know, being misspoken about, you need to remember something. You have changed. They're trying to pollute, if you will, the oil that you now flow in. They can't. Not when it's truly from the Lord, not when you've truly changed. They just can't. They can't do it. What you have didn't come from them. It came from the throne room of your Lord. It came from the Lord. And so I love the fact that when he shared this with me, that your oil is your testimony, and it speaks loud. Church, it speaks loud. And in areas where you can't share your testimony, your oil is speaking loud, and they see it. And they may not be able to understand it all. They don't need to. Your oil is doing the talking for you. For some of you, you thought, wow, I'm not going to be able to share my testimony. Do you really have to? Can you let your oil be the testimony? Can you let it speak loud and clear? Because you know what? The oil will speak better than you can. The oil will speak better than you can. It'll go deeper. It'll rise up higher. It will be more effective than you can. Oh, thank you, Father. I know. I'm seeing, wow. I'm telling you, I wasn't trapped in my car. I could have got out if I wanted. But I'm telling you, I was at that place. I saw some people walking by because my windows were rolled down. I had my worship music on and my hands were up and I'm crying, you know. And I'm pretty sure that they took a look. I'm pretty sure, you know. And I was expecting to see you, Pastor Vijay, because I was right in that place where you always walk. And I thought that'd be funny if Pastor Vijay comes by knocking on the door. What are you doing? Oh, you're worshiping. Because it's right by that Holy Grounds coffee place. It was parked right there, you know. Oh, my goodness. Just enjoying the presence of God. And the message that he gave me about the oil. And then he says, you know, turn to the woman that poured out the alabaster box. And we know that this alabaster box, we know that it was costly. We know that she poured out. She gave her best. And we're to give our best. We're to give our best to Jesus all the time. Jesus Christ is our anointed Messiah, right? He's our anointed Messiah. And Messiah means anointed one. What happens with the oil? You become anointed. The oil is the anointing that now your life is marked by. Your life at one point was marked with pain. and trials and difficulties, but because you pressed into Jesus. Now the oil is your marking of anointing. Is anybody putting it together? It used to be the pain, but now it's your anointing, which means the power of God that now flows through you. It used to be your brokenness. It used to be your pain. It used to be your devastation. But you pressed into the presence of God, and now that oil is not the pain and the brokenness, but it is the power of God. It is your anointing. You're anointed by God to do the will of God, to give Him glory. You were anointed. The Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. Who is the Messiah? It's Jesus Christ, our Messiah, who lives on the inside of us, that wants that oil to continue to flow. And it's not just what took place 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. It's not what took place before. It is still happening if you let it. It's still flowing if you let it. It still speaks, just like the blood of Abel speaks. It's, and the blood of Jesus is even better, but it still speaks. So does your oil. It is speaking.